Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, and welcome to this July 2025 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. A little thank you to Mrs. Monaghan for popping a note in your wallet to let us know you enjoyed last month's issue. It's always nice to get feedback. The cover this month has the title of a coastal issue, with colourful beach huts set wells next the sea. The three huts in the picture, one bright red, one bright blue and one pale green and pink stripes, all have light green felt roofs and white railings with wooden steps leading down to the lovely golden sand with the backdrop of the pine trees. Oh, I always love the smell of the pine in those woods. Your readers this month are Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey. Emma Lee is the editor of the print edition of the magazine, and here is her letter to you all. Welcome to the July issue. This month, with summer in full swing, we're grabbing our buckets and spades, and sun cream, of course, and heading off to our beautiful coast. And how lucky are we to have such amazing beaches right here on our doorstep. As if proof were needed, as I sat down to write this, I got an email to say that Holcombe Beach has once again been named one of the best in the country, this time by Time Out magazine. In fact, it came top of the pops out of 39 beaches, beating other beauty spots including St Andrew's West Sands in Scotland and Canance Cove in Cornwall. Their verdict was that it feels a million miles away from civilization, and they swooned over its wild charms. It's surrounded by a massive nature reserve of pine woods and salt marsh full of orchids, sea lavender and rare birds, they said. With Norfolk Day coming up on the 27th of July, it's only fitting that we're celebrating the coast, being, as it is, one of the county's greatest treasures. The big Norfolk skies have long been an inspiration for artists. I meet Amelia Bowman, who is known for her colourful and cheerful prints, which are often coastal landmarks such as Cromer Pier and the Candy Stripe Beach Huts at Wells. And I loved hearing how she ingeniously created her own print press out of a rusty old mangle. As a fan of Friends and Seinfeld, could I be any more excited? It was an absolute treat to chat with actor and photographer Harry Van Gorkum, who appeared in both series. He relocated to mid-Norfolk from LA during the pandemic after 30 years of working in film and television in the States, including roles on the aforementioned shows. He loves nothing more than exploring the coast with his camera and shares some of his work with us, and it was wonderful to hear his stories from behind the scenes. And ahead of his 17th exhibition in Holt this month, we profile remarkable young artist Kieran Williamson and chart his journey from mini Monet to mature artist. We also take a trip to Cromer and pick our top 10 things to see and do. And I go backstage at one of the biggest events of the summer, Sandringham Flower Show, with TV gardener Alan Mason. Along with Chris Beardshaw, he judges the beautiful show gardens, which are of a standard to rival the major horticultural shows. It's a tough task, but, as he tells me, a bacon butty and a coffee certainly help. So until next month...